as farming takes off for a new generation of hip young homesteaders, beautifully crafted farm photos have made an impression in digital media. You've likely seen an inviting picture of a sun-drenched pasture on Facebook, or a picturesque sunrise over a dewy field of grazing, grass-fed livestock on Instagram. Stephanie Fisher, a goat farmer and freelance photographer based in Vermont, worries that her own idyllic farm photos might be sugarcoating a job that is much tougher than it looks. She spoke with Word of Mouth producer Taylor Quimby about her recent article in Modern Farmer, the side of farming you won't see on Facebook.
Well, what sort of image did you have of farming before you actually became a farmer?
I went to school for food systems, so I was pretty deep into agriculture and food systems and thought I had a pretty realistic idea of the industry having studied it. And I honestly thought that going into farming, I would be constantly moving and lifting heavy things. Like, that's all that I'd be doing. Like, I just pictured myself like lifting really heavy things all the time and like wiping my brow. And among other things, obviously, like it didn't turn out to be exactly that.
So how does it differ in real life from your, you know, original perspective?
I mean, there definitely are days where you're lifting a lot of stuff, but a lot of it's contemplation, a lot of it's observation. On my first few days working on the farm, I was an intern, and a lot of it was spent sort of just watching the animals, because that's how you gain a lot of your knowledge, is just by observation. But then there are also days where you're like pitchforking a hay pack that's like crazy heavy, smells awful, and you get soaked in pee and poo, and you are sweating, but it's this weird like rush and then kind of stop. And it's true though, you know, you are constantly working. You're working 7 days a week, and you're working from 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. every day. But it's a weird like sprint and then kind of stop.
Now, you're also a photographer. So, you know, as you describe what it's like to be a farmer, I'm thinking about what it must be like for you, thinking about that also as a subject of your art. You know, there's all these different elements of it. Why do you think you tend to just take pictures of the sort of adorable moments or the iconic, nostalgic moments of farming, and maybe not so much the poo and the pee, as you put it?
I take pictures of the cute stuff, one, because it's easy. I mean, it's, you know, when a mom freshens and has this adorable goat and she's licking it off, like you can't help but want to make that a permanent image, something that like I can remember as well and share. So, I mean, those are the moments that I love, and that's why I'm a farmer, because there's these incredible moments that you won't be able to experience otherwise. But also, I mean, you know, a digital SLR camera is pretty expensive, a pretty hefty piece of equipment. And to lug that around the farm while, you know, you have to randomly hop on a tractor, or you have to pick up a kid that's covered in diarrhea, or you have to get some goats in the barn. Like, the last thing I want to do is have my heavy DSLR slung around my back and like watch it get like hit on a fence post or nibbled on by a goat. So, you know, often the tasks that are most important to my day, the most mundane and routine ones, are the ones that will not get pictured.
So one of the things that I've noticed about farm photography is that there's this real tendency towards the nostalgic, this sense that, you know, you want the farm to look new and modern, but at the same time to maintain the sort of old traditional sensibilities of a farm. You know, you never see a picture of a farmer with an iPod, you know, while he's milking a cow. Why do you think that is?
Actually, you know, iPads are a huge tool, a huge resource for farmers. I mean, it seems backwards, you know, to have this like very flimsy, expensive device. But I mean, you can hold records on there. You can take pictures. You can promote sales while you're milking. Like, you know, you're still running a business. You still are part of the modern world. I just think that, you know, people are, they're afraid of that. Yeah, like you said, they want to be able to think that the farmer is still this like Jeffersonian ideal of what it means to be a moral human being, and an iPod or an iPad or any sort of like technological piece doesn't really fit into that picture, and it can be disruptive for people, I think.
Do you think there needs to be a better balance struck between the good and tough sides of farming?
Yeah, definitely. And one of the important critiques that I heard about the essay that I wrote was that the last thing we need is something to make it harder for small farmers to succeed. And that's true. Like, as a young person, as a small farmer, I want anything that's positive for small farms to continue to be positive, because that's only going to help the industry. And like, when I was in school, you know, I just heard this mantra over and over again, like, yeah, I want to have a homestead. I'm really interested in farming. And I heard this, you know, not only from myself, but from my peers. And that's great. We need more young farmers. We need people who are passionate about agriculture. I guess what I want to make sure is clear is that farming is tough, and it's not exactly the pretty pictures that everyone sees online or in advertising.
That was freelance photographer and Vermont goat farmer Stephanie Fisher speaking with producer Taylor Quimby there. You can find a link to her article, The Side of Farming You Won't See on Facebook. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. Now, coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to be speaking with the directors of a new documentary celebrating the life of last-string quarterback, one-time pro pitcher, and participatory journalist George Plimpton. That's when Word of Mouth continues from listener-supported New Hampshire Public Radio.